Today is Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. We are thankful that you chose to join us this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul clings to you. Your strong right hand upholds me securely. This morning's scripture tells us how to find strength in the presence of God. It is no secret that our minds have the tendency to wander away from the foundation that keeps us grounded. Depending on the circumstances, our spirit tends to move from a place of peace to a place of anxiety. Our mind tends to change from one of confidence to a mind of doubt, and our body tends to get tired, to grow weary, sometimes wanting to give up and quit. Despite what our mind thinks about a situation, despite what our spirit is feeling, and despite how tired our body is, Jesus is always on his job, holding us steady. He is holding us up, even when we do not know we need to be held up. And as we cling to him, he is silently at work, keeping us grounded when we do not realize we need to be kept steady. Think about it. Just when it appears you can no longer go on in your own strength, God always drops a scripture in your spirit to recharge you. He always places a song on your mind to refocus you, or he places you on the heart of another believer to reach out to you via a text message or through a social media post with an uplifting quote for the day. Your reminder for today is this. When you feel like you have come to the end of yourself and you do not have any fight left in you, instead of giving in to your feelings, hang on and press your way into the presence of Almighty God through praise. Press your way through by singing a song. Press your way through by quoting a scripture, or press your way through by having a Thanksgiving party with just you and God. Remember that as you draw near to God through reading a scripture, through singing a song, or by giving thanks, his power will kick in right where your power ran out, and he will not let you fall, but he will uphold you with his strong right hand, and he will carry you until your strength is renewed. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Tim and Sister Sandra, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Our prayer and good morning, everyone. Excuse me. Our prayer petitions on this thankful Thursday are as follows. For Matisha, Anita's co-worker, she had surgery yesterday. We pray that it was successful and that her recovery progresses as projected by the doctors and with minimal pain and discomfort. For Aaron, we ask God to continue to grow him in the things of God, for him to find a biblically sound church home, and for God's plan for his life to be made clear and visible. For Terry, we plead the blood of Jesus over his life. We declare spiritual wisdom in making decisions, spiritual growth in the Word of God, and for continued safety and protection. For Val, she's having a procedure today to prepare her for childbirth. We pray that the Lord guides the medical team and for a healthy baby and mother. For those with undiagnosed illnesses, we pray for the Lord to provide whatever you need to restore your body to a more comfortable, healthy state. For those with respiratory issues, we pray the doctors are able to prescribe an effective and proper treatment and for health to be fully restored. For our offspring, we pray for generational curses to be broken, for them to set a spiritual example and be role models for the next generation. For those whose decisions are not wise, we ask God to grant them wisdom to look past the present, for their decisions and choices to be rooted in morality and righteousness, and for them to walk in the light of God. For those traveling today and this weekend, we ask the Lord to cover all travelers with His amazing grace. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray for sustained good health in your body, for your mind and your spirit to be calm, for God to direct every decision you are confronted with today, and for His favor to overtake you. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
God, we thank you. We thank you for another day that we have not seen. We thank you for how you watched over us all through the night as we tossed and we turned, and your eyes was upon us. And we believe by faith that no one got a call, or no one had a robbery to come in and steal and kill. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, God, for forgiving us of all of our sins and our thoughts and our shortcomings that was not pleased, that you were not pleased with the way we perform or how we act, God. We thank you for not holding it against us that is covered under the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness even when we are not. We thank you, God, for how you make a way out of no way. We don't know how you do it. Sometimes we don't even understand it, but you do it, Father, and we thank you. We thank you for those things that we may have missed from giving you all the glory for. We thank you for that. We thank you for the very breath that we breathe this morning in our body. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul to you. We thank you, God, that you have come in and you were creating us a clean heart and you renew a right spirit in us. We thank you, God, that you will elevate us in the times that we need to be elevated. We thank you, God, that you will wash our minds. Oh, God, wash our minds this morning that we are able to think. We thank you, God, that this morning that we call upon wisdom, that wisdom will come and be our coat today, and understanding, oh, God, will be the shoes that we wear. We thank you, God, this morning because you have given us everything that we need. We pray today that we be better than we was yesterday, that our mind will be sharper today. Creativity will come today, and we'll be able to speak the word of God to somebody today that's in trouble. We pray, Father, that our very appearance and our very company, our very atmosphere will always speak that the Lord is near. We pray today that our miracle is on the way. We pray today that everyone that needs healing, oh God, everyone that needs healing in you, everyone that needs healing in their bodies, healing in their mind. We pray today that healing is on the way. We pray for that individual that's trying, oh God, to bring forth life. And God, we know who is the giver of life. So we pray when she goes in today for her procedure, we pray that Val will rest in peace, that the miracle is on the way. We thank you, God. We glorify you, God, for undiagnosed sickness that you can't put a pin on or finger on. And God, I pray this morning, you're the only one that knows all things. You are in everything. We pray that healing will come, because healing is the children's bread, and by your stripes we've been made whole. I thank you, Father, for doing it. I thank you, God, that wisdom is at the gate, and every young person, every old person will scream, wisdom, come and get me. I pray that you breathe on us, and I pray this morning for every child, from this generation to the next, from the 25 plus years to come, from your loins and from mine, I pray that our children won't have to suffer with generational curses, because their names have been washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, God, that my grandchildren and their children and their children's children's children will not have to go through mental health in the name of Jesus. Alcohol and drunkenness. Why, y'all? Why? Because we declare we stand between life and death with the blood of Emmanuel's vein that is dripped in the line and saying, devil, you can't cross it, because our seed was made for greatness. I thank you, Father. I thank you this morning that when our children go to school, they are protected, because they don't go alone. There's an assigned angel to their lives that's hovering over them. There's an assigned warring angel to fight out demonic forces. Yes, Lord, and our schools are covered by the blood of Jesus. I give you glory this morning. I thank you, God, because you are a good God. You are an amazing God. I pray, Father, that Aaron would have growth in you. Not only Aaron, but I pray, Father, that we all will grow more in you. The more we get closer to you, the more you reveal yourselves. So, God, I pray for Aaron and everybody that's around Aaron. I pray for me to grow stronger in the Lord. I pray for you to grow stronger. Strength for today. Peace for today. Joy for today. And I pray this morning, thank you, God, for bringing it back to my remembrance. For them that have slow breath, respiratory problems, chest tighten up, headaches, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you breathe on them. Breathe the breath of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that organs, yes, will perform properly. Blood will pump right. Veins will be clear in the name of Jesus. And now we know that the devil is mad. He's like a roaring lion. He comes to distract. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you came, you came, that we might have life, and that more abundantly. I thank you this morning for life, and that abundantly. So we put on the whole armor of God, because we're in a war, y'all. We put on the armor, so when the enemy comes in, we'll suit it up. Thank you, God, for always being there for us. Thank you, God. Tonight will be a good night because we're going to sleep, that veration will not capture us. Thank you, God, that today will be a better day than it was yesterday. And we'll be a better person than we were yesterday. We give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. And amen.
Amen. And thank you, Elder Timms. A recording of today's session will be posted at PrinceMinistries.com. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.